Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
You know, I did make more of those.
Let me tell you, like
8:32. Yeah, Philip.
Said we were your friends. Like, I don't understand.
Me, this, I know. This is as close as I can get to friends. So chill.
Okay,
you just have to accept that designation. We'll get to our special guest before 9 o'clock. Had to swap out Jason from the downtown branch of the Toledo Library for someone else. We'll get to that shortly before 9 o'clock. Here, it's Eric, Demetrius, and Philip. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055, and you can get podcasts at Q1055.com. Excuse me, after the show. So Stranger Things came out last weekend, and obviously it's a very good show. Phil, did you get your binge?
I finished it.
Yep. Got your binge through on Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Just one quick question before I open this up for the larger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 7 was completely and utterly useless, right?
Episode 7.
Where she went to Chicago?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I feel like that's something that they're going to be using later on, because you have to start finding, like, there's 8. And there's 11. There's something else in between and before, right? So I think that's always leading up to something.
Like if there was a Supergirl team up in season 3?
Yeah, maybe.
I know you didn't watch it, D, right?
Yeah, he's just looks so confused right now.
No, tell me more.
You would love it because it's so...
Because these kids are everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
You know what? They're funny, too. I
some
like them.
Some of them, like, oh my God, have you been dropped?
You would love it because it's so 80s-centric. Like... I reminisce a lot about it, but what I wanted to ask was, and D, I need you to put yourself on the living room couch like the old days when people used to watch TV.
Oh, all right, I'm going back.
Go get the tube TV. Right? Yep. You, Kara, and Connor, because I don't know if there's another show out there like Stranger Things that like a family can watch and enjoy. Like all the other hot TV shows. Modern Family might be too adult for some kids. Name another. Blackish. You might have to
too like, black for some families.
Okay,
but the Goldbergs too.
Give me another popular show.
Big Bang.
Yeah.
Big Bang might.
Maybe.
Big Bang might be a good show for everybody.
I don't know for the kids really,
but like everything that seems
Big Bang love the kids.
Game of Thrones.
No,
not for. Connor, per se, not a family friend, but like a whole family can sit down and watch Stranger Things because it's scary, but not too scary. It's funny. The kids are relatable. It never goes over the line. There's never blue humor.
Yeah.
Is there another show like that?
Not that I can think of.
That is
off the top of my head.
That is very popular as well. And Big Bang might be the closest, even though that's like a sitcom. And I guess I'm talking more like a 1 hour long show. Like everything.
Like a drama.
It doesn't even have to be a drama, but just a show that like you, Kara, and Connor could all sit down and watch Stranger Things, and all of you could enjoy it equally for different things.
Once Upon a Time, I think, might be that show.
Oh, you know, I dropped off of that. They start taking fairy tales somewhere that they shouldn't have.
But it could be that show.
But it could be. It could be that show because, like, Lord knows, I've maybe committed myself to watching an episode of that, and it was not. It was like never over the top.
Yeah,
kind of hinky violence and you know. Yeah, I would think Once Upon a Time, maybe Law and Order SVU.
Nope.
No.
I got another one that would be a great example of one that's extremely popular that wouldn't work. Shameless, which Kara is now done, right?
Shameless, is that for kids?
No.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's not for some adults.
Another massively popular show. Yeah.
What was the other one that was like, it had Jason Bateman in it too, was the sitcom, also with the kids.
Arrested Development?
Yeah. What about that?
I never watched it.
Oh, okay.
And granted, some of these shows are on cable and streaming for a reason, but that's what I wanted to ask. And Once Upon a Time might be the best one. Is that on, what, Freeform?
ABC.
CW shows might work, but like they're too corny for me.
Yeah, I mean for the kids, but eventually I could feel like some of the parents and stuff would
Riverdale?
Would
Connor watch that? An 11-year-old watch it? No?
Not if I catch
it. I don't think anybody should watch that show.
You like Stranger Things?
I did like it. I was okay with it.
Better than season 1?
You know what? Here I feel for those kids. I'm not going to lie. They go through a lot. Like their lives suck. I'm just going to put it out there really
that
bad.
That was the 80s.
Like
I don't want to hear it.
Okay. I feel like the scary part is getting away from them. Like it's a little bit too much. You know what I mean?
All right.
Go for it.
Okay. Is the second season as good as the first? Because I feel like they have pushed these kids and the promotion of this season. Like, there was never, I know it was, there was never this kind of heavy promotion for the first season. Uh-huh. I mean, it took off and blah, blah, blah. People were waiting for it. You know, they don't do this kind of push for Daredevil when a new season of Daredevil comes out. They, you know, but they didn't do that.
I think that's because of what Eric was saying is why they didn't push, because Daredevil isn't something that's like for the entire family.
Like, and this was like fan-created buzz. Like, people were really excited. So I don't know if all of it was promotion so much as it was just people just getting excited for it. And I think it was as good in different ways as season one, but do the third season, wrap it up, because they can't keep going back to the same thing.
Yeah, that's my thing. And then, like, they go back to the same thing, but then they try to mix them, and, like, I don't want to give anything away, but it's like you're walking a thin line here, Netflix.
Who is the MVP? Because for me, this year, it wasn't 11.
Like, save the day, or just, like, that was just more interesting?
Of the season.
I think Will was really interesting. Like, I enjoy what he did with that. So.
Everybody seemed to like him.
Yeah, because he wasn't there last season.
Right.
So, I think he did really awesome.
I like the baby face turn that Steve did.
Yeah. that was good.
The guy, I couldn't figure out who that bad boy.
I thought he was gay at first. I'm not going to lie to you.
That
guy? I thought he was super gay.
Super gay.
The other guy.
Seriously. What makes somebody super gay? Like,
the new bully.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He was from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I knew he looked familiar. He also looked super gay. I thought maybe I've seen him.
Are you still on your Power Ranger thing?
Always. What do you mean? That's not going anywhere. I thought
maybe you'd grow up.
But I do like Max too. That was a good addition.
Max was good. Mad Max.
Yeah, that was a good addition.
Dig Dug. I'd kill you.
Dig Dug. Don't be talking about games you don't know, bro. Stop. You might as well. What? You going to talk about elevator action next? What?
What is
what you
that?
Got?
Okay. Atari 2500 drop you.
Man. All right, old man. Calm down.
Atari bomb. Boom.
30.
Pong.
9. Say it. Morning after. Before 9, we've got a special guest. There's something very cool going down tonight in Toledo. We'll share what that is next.
Check us out on the Q app at Q1055.com.
O'Malley's is your home for Toledo's best live and local music.